Starships, nothing's going to stop us now. I can't really play We Built This City anymore after the incident with the sausage roll song just before Christmas, which kind of crossed it off.
Really? I don't know what that's...
Don't even try to find it.
But We Built This City would have been quite a good one for John.
It would have been.
Manager of the Grafton. What's your official job title?
Centre manager at the Grafton.
Centre manager at the Grafton. But We Built This City would have been perfect.
I guess it possibly would have been. Like, or there's a sort of shopping by the Pet Shop Boys. That's the...
That would have been another one.
That's the other one which we could have gone with. Anyway, yeah, John Lyons-Jay, who's the centre manager at the Grafton, is here this morning. And that is because the centre is giving independent businesses the chance to sit alongside big names. Brands such as H&M, River Island, Bella Italia, Pure Gym and Debenhams. I was debating whether an Oxford comma was needed in there. Anyway, shortlisted entrants will be asked to come and pitch their business to a panel from the Grafton, and the successful applicants will be announced shortly after. So an official welcome, John. Thank you very much for coming in.
Good morning, both.
How's this all going to work then?
Well, to be honest, Julian, it's one of those ideas that I think, God, I wish I thought of that myself. where it basically came from was two of our guys from Legal & General, the owners of the scheme, who've invested £28.5 million over the last couple of years, they know how important independent retailers are to Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. A perfect example of that is our restaurant, Amelie, up in Food Social. Regis and Alex, who run that, looked at 146 locations around the UK, 146, and picked the Grafton. Their business has flown. They're now looking at potentially expanding that business. They had a 4 out of 5 star rating from the Saturday Telegraph before Christmas. It was phenomenal. So we know how successful independent businesses are. We know how important independent businesses are to the people of Cambridge. They want something different. They don't want the cloned high street. So they thought, hold on a minute. That, in combination with the fact that we met a guy who was a contestant on the £1 million menu from the TV programme, and they thought, hold on a minute. We know how important independent retailers are, and we've got success coming through things like The Apprentice, £1 million menu, Dragon's Den, whatever it may be. Well, hold on a minute, we've got an opportunity to do something similar. So one of the key points that you didn't mention in your briefing note, and that's our fault, I have to say, is that we're giving the opportunity... That's our fault, not yours. The key thing with this is that we are offering independent retailers, or just somebody with an idea, free of charge space. Free of charge.
Free of charge, no rent, no...
Free of charge.
Blimey.
Right? Now, so the idea behind this scheme is that, you know, every retailer, every restaurateur, every leisure operator starts with one store. Starts with one store. It wasn't as if Mr. Marks and Mr. Spencer woke up one morning and had 20 stores.
Well, Tesco was like a market store, wasn't it?
Well, absolutely.
And we were talking fish and chips earlier. The Harry Ramsden. Yeah. Harry Ramsden was one shop, wasn't it, I think,
perfect
once upon
example.
A time.
Perfect example. So, what we've decided to do, and the level of interest in this has been phenomenal, I have to say. We've had 20 entrants in the first week. We have more phone calls about this scheme on a daily basis than we have anything else.
And who are you looking for? Is it the business which, like our pancake friends in the yellow van upstairs, who you mentioned, Amelie, is it somebody who is effectively starting out? Or is it somebody who maybe is already familiar? They might have, I don't know, they might have been driving a food van around Cambridge for a couple of years, or running out of the back bedroom and want to go on to the next stage. Is there any sort of a particular store that you're looking for?
No, we are open to all ideas. It can simply just be an idea, right? It could be somebody who's running their business out of their bedroom or out of their garage. It could be somebody that's had a food van, as you say, Julian, or has one restaurant or one retail unit somewhere else. We are looking for just the best ideas. Mm-hmm. Everybody can apply. It is really simple to apply. All you have to do is to go onto our onto the Grafton Centre website. If you put Grow at the Grafton into Google, it comes up instantly. Very simple application form. We're looking forward to going through the entries.
So it's all sounding a bit Dragon's Den, really.
It is. But we're nicer than that, to be
fair.
You're
nicer.
We're nicer than that group.
I was about to say, which one do you identify yourself with the most?
I wish I was rich as any of them, to be perfectly honest with you, Julia, but I'm not.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
And this will be for a year?
The period of time is up for negotiation. You know, let's see who we have through the door. Basically, the applications need to be in by the 3rd of May. Decent numbers already. We'll then go through those applicants. We'll put together a shortlist. They will then come and pitch, very much like they do on Dragon's Den, very much like you do in the final of The Apprentice. A selection of those applicants will come and pitch to us, and then it will be up for negotiation in terms of how long that period is and other details with regards to the deal. But, you know, this space is free of charge. And I tell you what's really pleasing is that it's not only about the level of interest, but myself and a colleague walked around the city centre yesterday, as we do quite regularly, and the number of retailers who I know around the city, not just at the Grafton, are saying, do you know what, this is a really good idea. It's a great opportunity, and thank you for doing it.
But you do have the shop space of the moment, or
we do.
At least generally within Cambridge. You look around and, you know, I don't know, I know that previously I think you worked at the Grand Arcade.
Yes, I did,
In the early days there.
Yeah.
But I was in the Grand Arcade day before yesterday.
Sure.
And they also have, you know, shops which are... not say boarded up, that's unfair, but there's certainly signage saying, well, coming soon, there's this. And that never used to happen, even though you might have thought that Cambridge had too much shop space.
Sure.
It was too much shop space, which was still full of shops.
Yeah, no,
so is this also a way of making sure that the Grafton is full?
That will be one of the knock-on effects of the scheme, without a shadow of a doubt. You know, we're not just looking for one winner. If we get, you know, if we get more than one really good idea, then we have the space to be able to roll it out over across a number of businesses. I think, you know, and we've had this conversation before, Julian, I know we have as well, Lee, you know, retail is changing massively. If you look at how popular retail spaces in Cambridge, you know, in comparison to the vast majority of the towns and cities in the UK, we are in a really strong position. You know, we're in a really strong position because of the volume of investment, because of the volume of house building that's going on in our catchment area. Yes, there is more space now than there was, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago, but that's because retail is changing and our high streets are changing. What's interesting from our applicants, and it's a very secretive process at the moment, I have to say, they're not letting us look at any of the detail until we can see all of it in one go. But what's interesting is the volume of people who are applying who either have a restaurant idea or a leisure concept. It's not just all about shops. And that's how high streets are changing. You have to have a blend now of retail, of restaurants, of leisure.
Because that's, it seems to be one of the things that you've done with the Grafton as part
Absolutely.
Of the redevelopment is it's an experience again. You know, it used to be when a shopping centre, usually called the Arndale, you would go in, and the fact that the shops were all together and were undercover, that was enough.
Absolutely.
But clearly that's not what it's like today in the retail space. So you need the gym, you need the cinema,
without
you need the little food van outside where you can have your little pancake before going in.
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. It is really, really important. You know, shopping has changed massively. Very much as you're saying, Julia, I can remember being a 10-year-old and you'd literally go in to town on the bus, you go to two stores and you come home. Well, shopping is a completely different experience now. People combine shopping with sitting down and having a proper meal, or going to the cinema, or going to the gym. The volume of people who go to our gym, and by the way, there's thousands of people going through that gym on a weekly basis. It's been a massive success. The number of people who go to Pure Gym and then eat afterwards is phenomenal. You know, you'd think, well, hold on a minute, if you're all fit and healthy, then you're not going to eat. Well,
yeah,
everybody needs to eat.
There's all these people who are basically working off 300 calories and then thinking, I've done so well today, I'm going to go and eat a 600-calorie meal to celebrate.
But you're absolutely right, Julian. It is all about the experience, and it's vital that we have a combination of those three elements.
Okay. And what are you looking for in applicants? I mean, you say in terms of business idea, you're open to anything, but what qualities are you looking for in the application?
Do you know what? We're receiving a lot of phone calls asking exactly the same thing at the minute, Lee, and people are saying, so what do I need to do? What do I need to say to win this? You know, what are you looking for specifically? If you go onto the website and have a look at the application process, it is ridiculously simple. Everybody can do it. Even I can do it, and I'm technologically completely unaware. I don't need to ask my help from my kids to do the basic things like recording a video on my phone. It is a really, really simple process. There are no specific judging criteria at the moment. Just tell us about your idea. Tell us about how you might want to lay out your store, the kind of fixtures you want to use, what your marketing ideas would be, the kind of customers you're looking at. Fairly simple stuff, I have to say. On one page on our website, let's just see what ideas are out there.
So you don't need to have run a business before?
No.
Got a question.
It's just simply be just an idea.
Got a question from Graham, which I should put to you here.
Sure.
Is asking, is this the same Grafton that kicked out all the independent retailers a short while ago? Because you did, and there's a little lobby area, sort of off vaguely opposite Next and Boots. You had this little area, Watchmaker. There were a few others, and they're no longer there.
No, we've reconstructed the space that your listener is talking about, which is the Eden Hall space. Within that, River Island have relocated from the Grafton Centre. They've closed in Grand Arcade and relocated to the Grafton Centre, which is a good sign for us. In the same way that Vision Express have closed at Grand Arcade.
But that's great stores. But I think the point Graham is making is that they were independents, and that I'm wondering if there's also within this little competition a realisation that you do need those independents to get the balance right.
We knew that right from the off. Yes, we have reconstructed that space. Yes, I've spoken about two national retailers there, but cannot emphasise enough that L&G originally came up, the owners of this scheme originally came up with this idea because, yes, they do realise the importance of independent retailers in Cambridge to our customers, and we've seen the success through people like Amelie. So, yes, without any shadow of a doubt, we realise how important they are and we would like more of them in the scheme. And to get that space free of charge, you won't find many other shopping centres in the UK, if any, doing that.
OK, well, thank you very much, John, for coming in. Do come back. When is the closing date? Remind us of all of this.
3rd of May.
So
it's going to be a fascinating process, isn't it?
We're really looking forward to it.
I kind of want to sit at the back with my little recording machine. Or if we can't manage that, come back and bring the winner with you. It'd be good to have a chat with them about that. John O'Shea, Centre Manager of the Grafton, and that takes us to 22 minutes past 8. Cambridge 105.